You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another day, another time, another opportunity to come into your cars, to come into your home by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for what? You're a miracle, no matter what it looks like on this Friday morning, no matter how it feels on this Friday morning. It's about time for your miracle. Listen, God has everything in control. It's not out of control. It feels like it's out of control. It looked like it's out of control, but just know this, God is still in control. No matter what goes on, God is still on the throne, and he will do exactly what he say he's going to do. We must hold fast to his word. We must hold fast to his word because he's still God. And besides him, there is no other God. Amen. We want you to know today that God is on your side. We want you to know today that God is working for you. God is not working against you. He's working for you. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his what? Purpose. Come on. We want to thank God for you today. Thank God for you this morning. Tuning into the radio broadcast. I am your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Just me, Apostle Curtis Watkins, and God. And on you on the other side of the dial, you stay with me, I'll stay with you. Come on, because God has everything in control. It's not out of control. Look like it. It feels like it. It's not out of control. You got to tell the enemy, nothing you can throw at me, nothing you can do to me, nothing you can say to me. Hallelujah. It's going to make me doubt what God has said. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace this morning in a word of prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you now, God, because of who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you how you have woke us up this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you this morning, oh God, that we have all things because you live. We thank you because we are healed from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father. And we thank you today, God, that nothing missing, nothing lacking or broken, hallelujah, that concerns you. Don't concern us, and what concern us concerns you, Father. We thank you today, God, that all things is made possible through you. All things, it is well through you, Father. We thank you today. Again, bless those that are on the other side of this dial. God, on Cypress audience, on the other side of the dial of the radio, Father, up under the sound of my voice. They may not can see me, but they hear me, God. They may can see me, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for them today, God. Touch and move in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning again. This is your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen, hallelujah, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is in charge. Listen, I want you to get ready. Just a few announcements before we go into the services, amen, for today, amen, on the radio broadcast. I want you to get ready. This is the month. This is the month of October. Get ready, amen. Praise God for what God is going to be doing in the month of October. Come on, we're going to be in a celebration. I want you to come over, come across my friends, people that will just come out and worship with us. We got a whole week of celebrating, hallelujah, what God is doing. Amen, hallelujah. I want to, someone to call in when it's time to call in. Amen, from the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple. And I want you to begin to talk about it. Amen, those that will. Amen, hallelujah. I thank God for what he's doing in the midst of us and what he's going to do in the midst of us. Listen, on the 12th of October, we will be in Melbourne, Florida, with Pastor Dr. Janice Jackson, amen, in her celebration. We will be there with her on the 12th, amen, that Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, we will be in Melbourne. You don't want to miss that. Amen. You don't want to miss that service. Come over, come cross, come through, come out, and let's celebrate with her. Amen. Amen. Then, starting that Monday night, the 13th, going all the way through, hallelujah, Sunday, praise God, it's going to be celebrating. We will be at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Celebrating. The pastor and founder, amen, hallelujah, will be there celebrating with them in their anniversary. I want you to come and be with us, 1219 South Street, amen, in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. And it's going to end that Sunday evening, amen, down in Melbourne. It's going to end down there. Praise God. You'll hear more about it throughout the radio broadcast on today and the week. Friday. Amen. Hallelujah. Monday, you'll hear more about it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. It's going to be something in those services. Then we leave out of there. Then we go right in revival at 1500 Florida Avenue. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood will be right there. Miracle Healing Revival Center. Deliverance Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue. Amen. We'll be right there with her. Amen. In revival a whole week. That's say we're going to be busy the whole month of October. We're going to be busy. Then on the 30th, amen. That's on a Thursday night, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. We will be rendering service at Pastor Deborah. Amen. Hallelujah. Church of the Living God will be there rendering service in the Pastor Story anniversary with her, Deacon Brown. We will be there, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. That's on that Thursday night. The week after that, we're going to be there in Melbourne again. We're looking for you to come over, come cross, come through, and be in those services with us. Amen. Something is getting ready to take place. Amen. That's in Palm Bay, across the street. The week before, we'll be in Melbourne. Then just cross the street over, we'll be at Palm Bay on the 30th. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple will be there with Pastor Deborah and Deacon Jones. Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrating them. Amen. So come out and be with us in some of these services. Amen. We're going to look to see you tonight, Friday night. We got service tonight. Amen. At the church at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. So those of you that want to come and be with us tonight in our services on Friday night. Hallelujah. Evangelistic deliverance service. Come on and be with us on tonight. Praise God. And we got some more things coming up. Stay tuned, because God is going to be doing something. Every need is going to be met. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Praise our God. Amen. I want you to go and come and be with us. Come and be with us in some of our services. Those of you that can and will, we thank you and appreciate you. God bless you. God bless you. We want to thank God for Lady Watkins. God bless you. Thank God for our church mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Brown. God bless you. We thank God for you and our, all the prophetess there. Amen. Prophetess Wright. God bless you. Prophetess Gathers. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Prophetess Moses. God bless you. Carissa Moses. God bless you. Pastor Jamal Moses. Amen. To all our evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. You and the members, everybody, down to the children. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to send out our condolence to the bereaved family. Amen. Those that are going through bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolence and our prayers and our thoughts with you all during this time. Amen. We want to continue to pray for these families that has gone through bereavement hour, those that will go through bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for them. Let's continue to pray for Juanita Houston. Amen. As she go through bereavement hour at this time with her daughter. Amen. We are praying for you. Amen. The viewing is this afternoon. amen, at St. James, and the homegoing service will take place over in Orlando at Pastor Reba Tim, at, I'm sorry, at Pastor Reba Watkins Church on Saturday. Amen. So we want you to throw your arms around this family, love on them, and those you that I don't know, you may know that they're going through bereavement hour. Please, let's continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for the sick and the shut in. Amen. That God would touch their bodies. Amen. And we want you to invite somebody to tune into the radio broadcast. We want you to invite them to tune into the radio broadcast. Guess what? Because this is where you get lifted up. This is where you get encouragement through the radio broadcast. Share this with somebody. Don't keep this to yourself. Call somebody. Say, listen, turn on your radio. Turn on your radio. Apostle is on. The man of God is on. And there is a word that will bring you through what you're going through. There is a word to lift your head up. Come on. Hallelujah. And if you do this, come on, tag and share. You're on Facebook. Come on. Invite somebody in. Invite somebody into the radio broadcast on Facebook. And let's spread this word, because the word is what's going to keep us. The word is what's going to take us through and bring us out. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. God is so good. Amen. You can say, Apostle, I'm going through. And you talking about God is good. Yes, you know God is good because you're going through. You ain't getting stuck. You ain't in the midst of it. And you ain't going to stay there. God is going to bring you out. God is going to deliver you. God is going to set you free. He have did it before and he'll do it again. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God. All we got to do is trust him. Hallelujah. All we got to do is what? Wait up on him. Wait up on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will do what? Strengthen your heart while you're going through. Hold your head up. Don't complain. While you're going through, just give God the glory. While you're going through, just give God the praise. Come on. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and David said, count it all joy when you do what? When you fall into David's temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have a what? Perfect work. Come on, this is not working against you, it's working for you. See, if I can get the body of Christ, when we're going through some things and circumstances and situations, if I can get the body of Christ to stop complaining and begin to look at, God's going to get the glory out of this. God allowed this to happen, and he's going to bring us through. Come on, hallelujah. We don't know who we serve. We talk about it, but do you really know who you serve? Do you really know who's on the inside of you? Do you really know who he say he is? Come on. Hallelujah. Don't just talk about it. Know who he is. Just don't talk about it. Believe who he is. Come on. Hallelujah. I believe. Come on. What his word says. I believe what he says. Come on here. He said, I know the thoughts and I know the plan that I would think towards you. Come on here. Not to do you any harm, but to do what? To give you what? An expected end. So you got to know who God is in your life. When you're yet going through some circumstance, some situations, come on. People go walk away from you. Yes, they will. Come on. People will talk about you. Yes, they will. Come on. Hallelujah. They walked away from Jesus. They talked about Jesus. Come on. That same very day, they lifted him up. Oh, hell. Oh, hell, the king. Oh, hell, the king. Oh, Hosanna. Hosanna to the highest. That same day, they turned around and they crucified him. The same day, they turned around and they talked about him. Come on. So guess what? We're going to be talked about. We're going to be lied on. Come on. Yes, we are. Come on. As long as we live, somebody's going to talk about you. Somebody's going to lie on you. But don't get focused. Don't get stuck on that. Come on. Know what the word of God says. Wake up this morning. Know what the word of God says. Come on this morning. Know who you are in God. People not going to speak very well of you because they're in circumstances and they're in situations and they want people to be involved in what they're involved in. Come on. But you got to pull yourself together. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. God is not like man. Come on. God is not like man. Man need to become like God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on to God. Hallelujah. And there is nothing in your life that can be hidden. There is nothing in your life. Come on. That God has not already brought you through and worked out. Come on. So you can't let people bring you under condemnation. You can't let people come on here because of what they think. by you or what they're saying about you. You can't let people deter your praise. You can't let people stop you from giving God the glory, because you're yet going through some circumstances and some situations that the enemy think you ain't coming out of. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. That the enemy think you ain't gonna come out of. But I want you to know today, we serve a great God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that can do. We serve a God that will. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God. I wish I had some help out here this morning. We serve a God. Hallelujah. We ain't serving a God that sleep. We ain't serving a God that don't understand. We're not serving a God that don't have no power. We serve a God that have all power in his hand. We serve a God that said, let there be and there was. We serve a God that went to the grave. Come on here. Take God to the grave of that thing, and he called Lazarus for. We serve a God today. We serve a God that can do anything but fail. Come on here. There is no failure in him. We must believe the word of God. Hallelujah. We must take the word of God off these pages. Come on here and put it in our hearts, according to what David said. That word that I've hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Come on, we got to put this word in us and let this word come off our lips. Come on. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. God is with you today, brother. God is with you today, sister. You don't have to go through that alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. Be of good courage. Lift your head up. Come on. Hallelujah. People are going to walk away from you. People are going to say all derogatory things about you when you're walking and you're walking right before God. Come on. They're going to try to find something on you. That's why the Bible said, don't let your good be even spoken of. People are going to try to spot your life. I'm just saying today, I come to encourage you today. Hold your head up high. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, come on here. But the Lord delivered them out of all. Come on, y'all got to get this thing in your spirit. Come on, y'all got to hold your head up high. When you're walking through the water, you won't be drowned. When you go through the fire, you won't be burned. Come on, hallelujah to God. Everybody ain't going to speak well of you. Everybody not going to love you. Everybody not going to have nothing nice to say about you when you're walking with God. When you're walking with God. When you're truly walking with God. I'm not talking about half-stepping. I'm not talking about just being on Sunday, but I'm talking about when you got to walk with God and you got a lifestyle with God, you're not going to be loved. They didn't love Jesus. They didn't love Jesus. Come on here. Many was walking with him. Come on. Many was right there by him. And if we ever get that in our mind and the concept, they're not going. Jesus said these words to us. He said, I have already overcome the world. Come on. He said, I have already overcome the world. Hallelujah. And we have already overcome the world. He said, they will hate you. They will hate you. Come on. They hated him. He said, here, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So guess what? We have already overcome the world in the things of the world. So that's what the world hated. The world hated us. Come on. The world hated us. Come on. Why? Because we are not no longer a part of the world. We are in Jesus. You're in Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. And this is what you got to know. You're in him and he's in you. Come on. Hallelujah. Being with this one thing. Come on. Being persuaded. Being fully persuaded in my mind. Being fully persuaded in every circumstance, every situation that we be faced with. That Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, whatever you want to call him. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Whatever. But I know this. Jesus is who he is, and he's going to bring you through. Why? Because his word is his bond towards us. I'm in covenant with God, and God is in covenant with me. Come on. Hallelujah. And God has to honor his word. He has to honor his covenant. Come on. He has to honor his covenant. You're in covenant with God. Hold your head up high. Come on. You're in covenant with God. You can walk with God and you can talk with God. Come on. The Bible says that, hallelujah, the Bible says that Moses talked with God into the mountains when he went up to pray. Come on. The Bible says that, hallelujah, Noah talked with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said, Enoch, come on, hallelujah, talk with God. Now bring it home to us today. You're able to talk to God. I wish I had somebody out there to help me today. Come on here. We got somebody out there that know you're able to talk to God. And he heareth us when we pray. And the enemy can't do nothing about it. The enemy can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the Holy One. He is the Mighty One. He is the one that can. He is the one that will bring you out. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him. Don't complain about it. Praise about it. Come on. That's good right there. Don't complain about it, but praise about it. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he's able to do exceeding abundant all we think or ask. Come on. And I will not be moved by what I see this day. I will not be moved by what I hear this day. Satan, you can't deter me. Satan, you can't make me doubt God. Come on. You try to make us doubt God. You come to try to bring just what the word says. You try to steal. You come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. More abundantly. Come on. Hallelujah. So guess what? In every area, I'm covered. In every area, I'm covered. I'm covered in my going out. I'm covered in my coming in. I'm covered in my early rising. I'm covered in my laying down. Come on, y'all. Come on. Oh, my God. I'm going to clap my own hands off that. And the words of Mr. Moses. Come on, stay with me. Come on, clap your hands right there. That's a good place. You're covered in every area of your life. You just got to know it and believe it. Come on. Hallelujah. When you walk with God. See, we need some people that's going to walk with God for real. I'm not talking about just walking with God when he bless you. I'm talking about when you don't feel like it, when it don't seem like you're blessed, when there's nothing around you and it look like you got to know I'm still blessed. If God don't do nothing else, he have done enough for me to live off of. Come on. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall what? Deliver them out of all. Come on. It was good for me that I was afflicted, because God is going to do what? Bring me out. See, what was happening? We have got stuck on the afflictions, and we're looking at the afflictions. We don't forget what the rest of the scripture said. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you're living righteous, you're going to suffer afflictions. Or somebody need to say amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Not one, but all. He's delivering you out of it today. He's delivering you out of next week. Come on here. As a matter of fact, before you even get into the affliction, God have already delivered you before he allowed you to get into the afflictions. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you got to do what? Hold your head up high and go on through, because God has did what? Delivered me out of them all. No matter what come our way, God is a deliverer. No matter what the enemy try to do to you, God is a deliverer. Yes, he is. He is a deliverer. I come to encourage somebody today. I didn't come with swelling words, Tyson his speech. Come on here, try to just give you something just to soothe you and make you feel good. I come with the simplicity of the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are going to go through some stuff, but you as believers, we as believers, we got to know who we serve. He is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Come on. That's why we got to be as God to help us. Increase my faith, God. Help me, God. Help my unbelief, God. Come on, because when you go through so much, the enemy try to make it seem like you ain't coming out. The enemy try to make it seem like you fail and you're a failure. The enemy try to make it seem like the word of God is not working, but he is a liar. Come on, he was a liar from the beginning, and he's still a liar today. Come on here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, according to what the word says. But my word, he says, shall stand forevermore. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on out there this morning. Wake up. Drop that coffee and listen. Come on. Hallelujah. Stop sipping that coffee and listen. Drop that them pancakes and them eggs and listen to the bread of life. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. You got to get wrapped up in this word. You got to get rooted and grounded in this word. So when we go through tests and we go through trials, we'll know who God is, and we won't fall prey to the enemy. Come on. Hallelujah. It's time to rise up It's time to rise up. Come on. We've been walking in this walk a long time, and it's time to rise up. It's no more need for us to stumble. It's no more need for us to fall. Come on. And I know what the scripture says. Yes, there's a just man fall. Yes, yes, yes. I know this. But when are you going to stand and stop falling? Because he said in the book of Jude, not unto him that is able to keep us from falling. You got to turn away from all this stuff. God done did everything he said he was going to do. Now we got to walk in him. We got to stop falling. He's able to keep us. He's able to bring us out. Come on, all these addictions that you're holding on to, all these crutches that you're holding on to, come on, hallelujah. It's time to say, okay, God, I give it all to you. Everything in me, I give it to you. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. Come on. And God is able to bring you out. God is able to bring you through. Come on. You say, well, you ain't never been through nothing. You ain't never been through nothing. Let me tell you something. You don't even know what I've been through. You don't even know what I've been faced with. Same thing. I might not have been faced with what you've been faced with, and you may not have been faced with what I've been faced with, but we all been faced with something. But God has brought us out. Come on. Because what he told him, he told him, everyone that he healed, everyone that he set free, come on, according to the scripture, he said, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Come on, he have set you free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Come on, hallelujah. We got to rise up. You got to become the living word. You got to become the walking word. You got to become the talking word. Come on. Hallelujah to God. I'm in this. Yes, I'm going through, but I'm coming out. Yes, I've gone through this, and I know God did it. Come on. And I can't let the enemy bring up my past, because it's in the past, and the enemy cannot. Come on. Hallelujah. He cannot bring it up. He cannot destroy you with your past, because your past is passed away. And behold, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. I know I'm going all over everywhere because I'm hitting everything. I'm hitting everything. It's time to rise up. It's time to rise up. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We know this by heart. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Come on. We got to stop crying with these afflictions. Come on. We got to stop crying with these afflictions. Some things we've brought on ourselves. We got to stop crying with these afflictions because God has what? According to what the word said, deliver us. I ain't going to get no amens out of there. Come on. You know, if I was preaching all this luck and all this kind of stuff and come get a rabbit's feed and all this kind of stuff and all these kind of gimmicks and tricks, come on, the bill up to try to get accolades, oh, it'll be the flood line. The phone, the disciples orders be flood line with questions and answers and all this kind of stuff. But when you preach the uncut raw word, come on, and you get down to the nitty gritty of this thing that's trying to hold you fast, and you ain't gonna get too many amens, because people want to hold on to crutches. People want to hold on. It's time to do away with all excuses. No more will you walk with excuses, because who the Son set free is free indeed. Come on. No more will you walk. Oh, you hard. You call the gospel, the word of God. Come on, don't slack up for nobody. If it's me in sin, you in sin, it ain't going to cut no corners. It is what it means. He is saying what he said. Come out from among them. Be ye separated. Come on here. Be ye separated. Be ye separated. Come on here. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Why? Because he have made us free. You're free from sin. And the only time sin has taken you over is when you give into it. When you give into the sin. When you give into the sin. The Bible says a man is not a sin to be tempted, but it's a sin when he's drawn away after his own lust and entice. Oh, I ain't got no help out here today. After he's drawn away, after his own lust and entice. Then, come on. That's when the enemy start getting glory. But as long as you got this word in you, and the word is surrounding you, come on, excuse me, you can walk into this and still believe God. Yes, come on, we're in it. The enemy trying to come up against us, but we got the power. You got the power and you got the authority believe us today. Come on, somebody, wake up. As believers today, you are an overcomer. You can do all things through Christ that do what? Strengthens you.